From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 8th at 8:55. We have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Mostly lower in the grain trade today. Couldn't follow through on some gains yesterday in corn and wheat. Harvest progress continued to advance. Pretty open weather week here. So harvest is going to continue to push forward, and elevators becoming more and more strained trying to get room for this big crop, particularly in Illinois. So seeing a little bit of pressure in here. Also some rains on tap for some of the dry areas in Brazil. That's been one of the supportive factors for the bean market. And that looks like that's kind of easing into some more normal patterns for their rainfall down there in Brazil. That's important to get their planting season kicked off in a normal way. So right now, December corn down 2.5 cents, 4.23 and a half. The March futures down 2.5 at 4.40 and a quarter. May futures down 2, 4.49 and a half. And December 25 futures down a penny, 4.54 and a half. As far as the beans go, they are also lower on the day, leading us lower, actually 14 and a half lower than November contract, 10.19 and a half, just 2.5 cents off the session lows so far. January beans down 14 and a half at 10.38. March bean futures down 14 and a half at 10.53 and a quarter. May futures down 15 and a quarter, 10.67 and a quarter. November 25. Also down 13 and a half at 10.67 and a quarter as well. Soy products lower. December soy meal down $1.70 a ton at 3.2230 a ton, with December soy oil down 122 points at 43.35. The wheat market also lower. December Chicago down a penny and a quarter at 5.91 and a quarter. The March down 1 and a quarter, 6.15 and a quarter. December Kansas City wheat down 1 and a quarter at 6.02 even, with the March down 1.5 at 6.18 and a half. December Minneapolis wheat down 1 and a quarter as well at 6.43. Livestock markets, more of a mixed bag here. We've seen an incredible run higher in the cattle market, and also seeing some strength in here today. October, which is getting ready to go off the board here, up 45 at 187.92. December live cattle up 17, 187.20, with the February's up 7, 188.37. The April contract down 12 cents, 189.12. The feeder market mostly higher today across the board. The November's up 72, 249.87. January feeders up 60 at 246.77, with the March feeders up 85 at 245 even. The hog market, we've got the October's up one tick right now, just 2 cents at 84 even. December's down a dime, 76.72, with the February contract down 15 at 80.45. Outside markets, Kimberly, pretty mixed as well, but you do see crude oil down 273 today at 73.74 a barrel, and that is off the highs from yesterday off of easing tensions in the Middle East.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 74 degrees and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 46 degrees, west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78 degrees, west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 48 degrees and a west wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 76 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour.
From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Coming up at 9 a.m., 1A with Jen White on AM 580. Classic Mornings with John Frainen for Vic Geronimo on FM 90.9. And R&B Music on Illinois Soul FM 101.1. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.